Restaurants that rely on dine-in customers have had a rough year, to say the least. Indoor dining is still allowed in Vermont, but some establishments have chosen to offer only takeout and delivery, or they've closed altogether, some for the foreseeable future and some permanently. And the winter months are just beginning. Outdoor dining is a challenge in the cold weather. Restaurants aren't allowed to seat customers to their full capacity, and gathering indoors is discouraged by public health officials. So what might the next few months look like for the restaurant industry here in Vermont? For one perspective on that, I'm joined now by Sue Betty. She's the founder of Bluebird Barbecue in Burlington and president of the Bluebird Hospitality Group. She's also one of the co-founders of an industry group called Vermont Independent Restaurants, which advocates on behalf of the industry. Sue Betty, welcome.
Hi, Henry.
So I want to just sort of take stock of the restaurant industry and how it's been impacted this year. How would you sum up the toll that the pandemic has taken on restaurants in Vermont?
I would say that a fair assessment is significantly distressed. We've kind of been at the center of the pandemic challenges as far as most of our work being about gathering and bringing people together. And what the pandemic has kind of shown us is that is of danger to public health. And over the last 8 months, we've been under pretty significant restrictions, which has made our business model just very difficult and complex.
Well, for your business, how have you adapted or changed what you're doing since the pandemic started?
We closed down right around that March 18th date for a couple months while we were kind of learning what the challenges of the pandemic would show us. When it became clear that the virus wasn't transmitted through food or through surfaces, we made the decision to reopen under the to-go format. We're very lucky because barbecue is to-go friendly, so it's a model that works for us. That being said, over the period, our sales are down year over year about 60%.
Has takeout and delivery been enough to stay afloat?
Well, I can't say enough about the Vermont community because the support has been amazing. I hear every day folks just saying that they're trying to do their best to support local restaurants, and that really makes a difference. Without the federal relief and without state relief, we wouldn't be able to operate under the takeout model. But with the federal relief that came early on with PPP, and most notably with the state of Vermont taking action through the grant system, we've been able to patch together an operation that allows us to keep going, employ our team members, and kind of maybe limp along.
Some restaurants have made the choice to close down for the coming months. Do you expect that those who have completely closed will be able to reopen in the spring?
I think what's important to kind of just highlight is that restaurants since day one have been kind of presented with this double bind. You know, you operate within the conditions to keep your business afloat, but that has a public health impact potentially. If you make the decision to close, you know, you're looking at layoffs and potential loss of your business. I think without robust federal aid coming in, it'll be hard to ensure that our restaurant industry is preserved.
In terms of how that aid could be targeted, I mean, what would be most useful in terms of, is it loans? Is it grants? Is it direct support to the workers that have been laid off? I mean, what exactly would you like to see?
Having laid off our full team in March, but knowing, you know, very quickly that there was an enhanced UI benefit that would support them so they wouldn't fall into severe distress, I think that's top of mind for all operators, especially here in Vermont. If we're looking at the winter months ahead, maybe some hibernation would be the best outcome, knowing that your team's okay and their well-being is taken care of through an enhanced UI has to be number one.
Sue, if we were to check in with you again, say in March, what would you expect the state of the industry to be then, a few months from now?
Really, I think that all depends on what happens in Washington this week. You know, my fear is that without action this week, we'll see a lot of restaurants close permanently. My biggest hope for March is that we're all still here, and that the work continues, and we have an incredibly innovative and forward-thinking dining scene, and I'd like to see that carry on and be celebrated.
Sue Betty is the founder and president of Bluebird Hospitality and the founder of Bluebird Barbecue in Burlington. She's also among the leaders of the Vermont Independent Restaurants Group. Sue Betty, thanks for your time.
Thank you.